At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord be with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he guides you. He just keeps on comforting you. He gives you more strength and more wisdom. He keeps pouring out his spirit and his love all over you inside of your life. I pray that you keep putting him first. And I just hope that all things shall be added to you. I hope that you love the Lord, your God, with all your mind, heart, soul, and your might as well. I pray that you love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I pray that your mental health gets better. I hope that you have better thought patterns. I pray that your cognitive function could be better. I pray that your concentration and your focus can be better. And I hope that you keep winning your battles all throughout your life, and you keep triumphing over the enemy, and you keep prevailing in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so I hope that you all had a blessed week, and I hope that you all had a blessed weekend, and better days come for you all as well. As this world is keep going in a different direction, I pray that your life goes in the direction the Lord has for you, and that you stay on that narrow path, and you stay on that righteous path. Amen. So what I'm going to do is read this church note from Jen DeLeon. I love these church notes. I love sharing it with you all as well. So I'm going to just share this church note with you all and hope that you could apply it to your life. And I pray that it could bless you. All right. And I hope that you could relate to it as well. All right. So it could resonate with you and you could just carry it with you throughout these days. Amen. So we're going to go through this church note and then we're going to close out from there and just go from there. Right. So I just hope that things get better for you all. You know what I mean? We all going through different things in the moments, but things will be all right with the Lord. The Lord does bring us through the storms. He does get us through those hardships, those trials and tribulations. He brings us through, amen. He sees us through. So you got to hang in there, stand firm, and be strong forever, amen. So I'm going to go through this church note and then go from here. So here we go. All right, title of church note is called Wanted by Jen DeLeon. This message is a reminder that you're wanted and God still has something waiting for you. We're going to go into the book of John, chapter 4, verse 21 through 26. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you don't know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is a spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the truth and spirit. The woman said, I know the Messiah, that they call Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. All right, just starting off with that reminder of who he is and who the Father is. Amen. Let's go for that. Let's continue with this church note. You have to be authentic. God will not anoint who you appear to be. You're standing right in front of it, waiting on it. You got in your mind what's going to look like and be like. And because it doesn't look like what you have in mind, you don't recognize it standing right in front of you. You keep trying to fix what's not working. Jesus does not have time to waste. I have figured out that one of my biggest problems is what I don't have time for. The more intentional I became about being careful with my time, budgeting my time, not allowing people to have my time for the sake of occupying my time, the more peace I had in my life. There are certain things that you can just let ring through. I don't have time for that. Jesus doesn't have time to be sitting around confusion. Jesus wanted a woman who had settled for less than what she should have accepted, not recognizing she was valuable. She had five husbands in the situation. And Jesus wanted her. Jesus wants you. Jesus cares about you. Jesus would hold up his schedule and sit there and wait on you. God waited on you. You said crazy stuff and he waited on you. Your friends got sick of you, but he waited on you. Your family got sick of you and he waited on you. Your ex-wife, your ex-husband left you and he waited on you. That boy that got you pregnant and left, but he waited on you. All types of people betrayed you and forsake you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Just to add that in there. God wanted you. It doesn't really matter whether you wanted me because he wanted me. I'm through crying about who didn't want me because I'm so excited about who did want me. Some of you are oblivious that you have an appointment with destiny. He waits. You don't wait on something that's not important. Be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. And the only way to show you is to leave you in the lobby because I have to go. Sounds mean, but it teaches you respect. The note was talking about people who are late to leave and he has them take an Uber if they're not there on time. That's just in parentheses of the note. What do you do when life has caused you everything and when your life is depleted? Life is asking you for something else. If you drink the water that you have, you will thirst again. If you drink the water that Jesus has for you, that God has for you, you will never thirst again. What you've been drinking will never satisfy you because you're operating in the physical realm. But if you drink the water God has, you will never thirst again. There's another realm to live on to satisfy her thirst and to change the natural life. God says if you drink the water I have, you will never thirst again. To every thirsty person in here, every needy person in here, every dehydrated, frustrated, and empty person in here, if you want to see restoration in your life, Jesus can heal your dehydration. You come to church, but you don't come to Jesus. If you stopped worrying about what people thought and really came to Jesus, something amazing would happen to your life. If you stopped worrying about what people thought and really came to Jesus, something amazing would happen in your life. Just had to repeat that. Praise him if you're not as thirsty, uncertain, or as desperate as you used to be. If you drink this water, you're going to keep coming to this well the rest of your life. And you know your life has been nothing but circles. You keep going to people who can't satisfy you, ask them to satisfy you. It is possible to live your life without thirst. Your pride, your ego, your arrogance, your anger, your hostility is stopping you from having something to draw with. Your normal is dysfunctional. What is normal to you doesn't mean it's right for you. Until you challenge your normatives, you're not ready for transformation. You can't have a new life until you have the courage to disrupt your old life. As long as you won't disrupt what you told yourself, you won't have an opportunity to walk in what God has for you. You can't be constructive until you're willing to be disruptive and the enemy has you in love with your traditions. As a church note right there from Jen DeLeon titled Wanted. Now that's very beautiful, you know. Very, very beautiful on-time church note. Yes, we have to be willing to let go of old things, old thoughts, old habits, old patterns. Amen. We have to embrace the new. God doesn't do regular, ordinary things. Everything about the Lord is mighty, awesome, and leaves us astonished. We have to embrace the amazing things of God. We have to embrace how he does the unthinkable. Amen. He does beyond abundantly abundant. Exceedingly our minds, what we can think of, you know what I mean? And it's very important that, you know, we have to be more self-reflective about our current situation, our day-to-day life, ask ourselves, like, am I really becoming a new creature in Christ? Am I truly, like, born again? Am I reflecting a new version of myself? You know what I mean? We have to always evaluate daily about how we're going about things, you know what I mean? So a lot of times people battle with low self-esteem or depression or sadness, or people walk around thinking they're not worth anything or feel worthless. But God compares us as treasures. He calls us treasures. He calls us royalty. We're made his image and likeness. We are very wanted by the Lord. We are very loved by him. Amen. We are lights of the world. We are salt of the earth. You got to embrace that. You know what I mean? God wants to reward us with the crown and the robes. Amen. So we have a lot of worth and value, and it's not about glorifying ourselves, about glorifying the Father, amen, and being glad and embracing what he gave you, all right, because a lot of people battle with sadness and depression, a lot of people battle with their self-worth or whatnot, but, and validation from others, but Christ already validated you. When Jesus died for your sins, that's all the validation you need, amen, that's all the validation you need right there, so always keep that in mind, all right, if you ever go through those moments or phases of being in dark thought patterns or going through depression or sadness or loneliness or feeling worthless or whatnot, you have to overcome those thinking patterns, and you have to really live the life that God has for you. And you have to think about how God looks at you. Stop looking at how the world looks at you. Think about how God looks at you, how much he loves you, how much he kept you, how much he protected you, how much he looked out for you. Amen. So let us embrace the new life, and let us always embrace how much God loves us, and we have to love him back. Amen. We serve a merciful creator and a loving, tender-hearted creator, man. His love is tender. Amen. Let us not misuse that or abuse that. Let us embrace that and let us do better in our lives and help others along the way. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten son who died for our sins. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, yes. So here we go. Hey, he is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the last hope of humanity. Amen. He is the advocate. He is the almighty. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the Amen, the Amen, the apostle of our profession. Yes, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith. He is the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation. Yes, he is a sustainer. He is the Holy One. Yes, he is the rock, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel. Yes, the consuming fire. Yes, he is the cornerstone. Yes, he is the wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father. Yes, yes, yes. He is the faith and true witness. He is faithful and true. He is the faithful witness. He's the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, the firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the hearer of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jehovah Jireh, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King Eternal, the King of Israel. Yes, he is the King of Kings. Amen. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Ahai Yashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim. Yes, the consuming fire. Yes, he is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless. Yes, 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 he is a sustainer. Amen. Yes, he is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, Emmanuel. Yes, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, Lord of all, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the perfect example. Yes, he is the righteous one, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth. He sits at the right hand of the Father. Amen. The Savior, the government rests on his shoulders. Hallelujah. He is the seed of woman. Yes, amazing Savior. Yes, he is the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh. The Shiloh, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man. Hosanna, Hosanna, the son of man, the son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yahawashai, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach. Yes, he is the word. Amen. He is the word of life. He is the word. Yes, yes. Amen. The God of the heaven and earth. Amen. Let him get all the praise and glory forever. Yes. Yes, we serve an awesome creator, and the son is amazing for dying for our sins. Hallelujah. Yes. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are renewed. You are healed. You are redeemed. You are forgiven. You are wanted. You are needed. You are loved. You are embraced. Amen. Yes, you have value, you have worth. Amen. Yes. You serve a loving creator. You are born again. You are a new creature in Christ. Yes. Yes, he gave you a new mind, a new heart, a new soul. Yes, new path, new footsteps, new circle, new habits, new hobbies. Yes, y'all. So let's close out with this priestly blessing and go from there, right? So here we go. May the Lord bring good to you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be kind to you. May the Lord show favor toward you and give you peace. Amen. All right. So there you have it, y'all. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized, start your life over the Most High. I pray that you repent, have new beginnings, and I just hope that your life gets better for the Lord and that you stay on that narrow path forevermore. I'm Jarvis Kings. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.